Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, yesterday, TalkSport's Faker Others spoke to Nottingham Forest goalkeeper Dean Henderson about the shocking 12 months he's experienced at Manchester United in an explosive interview.
To be quite honest with you, it's probably been the toughest 12 months of my career. It's been tough, it's been hard, and I'm so happy I've got out the other end of it now, and I'm so excited to be here and ready to go.
Obviously, we know what's been going on at Manchester United. You said you were going to Manchester United to fight for your place with David De Gea. What happened? What were the conversations that you had?
The conversation I had coming out of that Euro squad was, you're coming back here to be the number one goalkeeper. And I got COVID, come back, so I should have still been the number one. But then, unfortunately, no one followed through with anything they told me. It was frustrating as well, because I turned so many good loans down last summer for that reason, and they wouldn't let me go. So it was frustrating. And to sit there and waste 12 months is criminal, really, at my age. I was fuming. But I worked hard off the pitch and on the training pitch to keep improving day in, day out. So I'm really excited to be back here and looking forward to the season with Forest.
And did you have a conversation with Erik ten Hag when he came in about letting you go out on loan or what your future would be?
No, I didn't really want the manager to come in and be able to see me in training, because I knew that he'd probably want to keep me. So I sort of tried to do it all before I left for the season. I told all the hierarchy I need to go and play football. I don't want to be here playing second fiddle, and that's how it was planned out. So I was almost gone before the manager came in the door, and I haven't spoke to him since.
Now, yesterday, Jim White returned from a trip to Qatar, where he sat down for an exclusive interview with CEO of the 2022 World Cup, Nasser Al Khattar.
I think Qatar, the culture of the region, the rights of Qatar and the region to host the World Cup have been attacked and have been treated unfairly. And, you know, it also pushes us and drives us to make sure that this is the best World Cup ever. And I'm sure it's going to be the best World Cup ever. And I assure you that people are going to come here. People, a lot of people, I mean, have been to the region. A lot of people know the culture, but there's a lot that don't. And this is normal. People travel around the world to certain areas or certain countries. People don't travel to certain countries. And a lot of the people that didn't travel to this part of the world are going to see it for the first time and they're going to change their mind. And this is what it's all about. It's about people to get to know each other, to get to know different cultures. And yeah, we're sure a lot of minds and hearts are going to be changed once they come here.
Yesterday's TalkSport breakfast show saw Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist joined by England legend Stuart Pearce and the Times chief football writer Henry Winter as they both discussed the uncertain future of Ronaldo with Manchester United.
I think it's a sensible conversation with someone like Cristiano. You know, if he needs to go, he needs to go. I think a new manager, it might suit the new manager if he isn't there, because you've almost got to play him all the time. So
100%, mate.
You know, it, as I say, it might suit both parties, but a sensible conversation with someone of him, of his age and what he's achieved.
Ronaldo wants to leave. He wants to carry on playing Champions League football. So where does he go? Sporting Lisbon, for me, seems an obvious place for him to go. Financially, there might be issues there, but there'll be emotional element. What I don't want to see is this dragging on and then some Manchester United fans, who are an incredibly loyal group, actually sort of get a little bit critical towards him. Because the important thing, Erik ten Hag is the future of Manchester United. The style he wants to play, the pressing, can Ronaldo do that? The young talent they've got, freeing up Ronaldo's wages to bring in another number nine to sort of work alongside or push Martial. You know, sagas and circuses don't help managers, particularly a new manager who's got to sort out Frankie de Jong, who's got to sort out Harry Maguire, who's still got to, there's so many issues that he's got to face without having this long-running saga over Ronaldo. It's partly, you know, people like me in the media, because we're obsessed with Ronaldo, because he's probably one of the top five greatest players of all time. But for his benefit, he obviously wants to move on. I think it helps Ten Hag in terms of the team's development for him to move on. And then actually, it should be a fairly straightforward situation, but as ever, it's not.
Now, stay with the breakfast show. Ali McCoist hit back at Drive Time's Darren Bent, how dare he, over whether James Maddison's potential move from Leicester to Newcastle would be a backward step or not. And the not being, of course, a forward step. Or even a sideways step. Anyway, here they are talking steps, not the pop group.
Sideways, backward step?
From Leicester?
Yeah.
Right now, probably. I wouldn't call it a backward step.
No, OK. Sideways?
I'd probably say sideways because Newcastle seem to be a team that's on the up. Leicester finished eighth,
but they had loads of injuries.
Loads of injuries.
So they're much better than that.
I think it would maybe at this present time, the two squads. I'd say it's a backward step going to Newcastle because Leicester are a better team than Newcastle. Yeah.
Where I disagree with the boys a little bit, or certainly Benty, I wouldn't have it down as a backward step going to Newcastle. I know what they're saying. Certainly Leicester have had injuries. Is there any real intent from Leicester? Have we seen any real intent? Has Brendan been allowed to go and say, right, here's what I'm going to do. These are my plans for next season, next couple of seasons. I'm going to bring two or three in and we're going to be off and running again. I've not seen that at Leicester, right? That's the one thing that will happen at Newcastle. There's no doubt that will happen.
Now, following breakfast, Simon Jordan had his say on Leicester City, where he went on to praise Brendan Rodgers for his handling of the club's transfer window this summer.
How have Leicester developed over the years? Have they traded well? Well, the argument would probably say, yes, they have. They've sold some of their best players, taken top money for them, because they couldn't retain people like N'Golo Kanté. They couldn't retain Danny Drinkwater at the time. They couldn't retain Riyad Mahrez. They got top dough for them. So with that in mind, you know, he is now in a situation where, how does he behave? I'll tell you how he behaves. He behaves like a proper, rounded, professional football manager should behave. He doesn't have a petted lip. He doesn't backdoor it through one of his mates in the media and start singing songs about the ownership model.
No,
and
he doesn't
like it.
And to be fair, that's
he
a good
does
point.
It properly. He has to do it with less of a checkbook than maybe some of these other managers have, and do it in a fashion that gives him the opportunity to build a side in his own image. And he'll have to trade. And
I
if
agree.
Madison has to go and other people have to go, then so did Mahrez, so did Drinkwater, so did some of these other top players in N'Golo Kanté. They've all gone, and so did Harry Maguire. They've all gone, and Leicester have continued to be an elite Premier League side amongst the top eight in the division regularly and repeatedly.
Now, yesterday, Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker were joined by England fast bowler and Nottingham Forest fan Stuart Broadie-Broad. He told an interesting story of how he got given the name the Nighthawk as opposed to the Night Watchman at Trent Bridge.
At Trent Bridge, I was sat there, you know, Joe Root, great 100, Ollie Pope, great 100. And Baz came to me in the change room, just made myself a nice coffee, and he went, Brody, get your pads on. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what? He's like, I want you to go in next. So again, I reacted with amazing surprise. And he said, I feel like the crowd, it's my home ground at Nottingham. He said, I feel like the crowd are just a bit quiet. I want you to go out and try and hit your first ball for four. Wow. And then if you get out after that, I don't mind because you've given the crowd a lift. And that was just an insight Fantastic. Into his mentality, you know. So where the Nighthawk came from, we were at Edgbaston, and normally you have a night watchman with 20 minutes to go to protect the next sort of quality batter. Mm. And he came to me with 40 minutes to go in the chase. You know, we needed another 300 or 270. And he said, do you fancy going? So I was like, I'll go for it, coach. You know, I'll try and impress you. And he said, basically, try and whack me 20. Try and knock 20 off the scoreboard as quickly as you can. And he said, attack the enemy when they're sleeping. Which is where the Nighthawk came from. So I got my pads on with the only aim to try and whack it for 20 minutes. And if I got out, it was fine.
And sticking with Nottingham, TalkSport was joined by Nottingham Forest manager Steve Cooper as he discussed the start of the new Premier League season.
We're really excited, really focused as well. So, you know, there's no doubt that a mix of them emotions. So many people work so hard to get to this, you know, this into this league, and we want to be as committed as we can and believe in ourselves. And pre-season's gone well. We've enjoyed working with the players. Obviously, there's been quite a bit of turnaround with the squad, which I'm sure you'll ask me about. But we're really enjoying our work at the moment, and like I said, excited about Newcastle away and the Premier League, but obviously very conscious of the size of the challenge as well of the step up in level. But you know, we can't wait.
Yeah, how difficult is it when you make so many transfers, you step up to a new league? Is it to integrate everybody and get them clicking early on?
Yeah, it's all of them things. I mean, whatever league we were going to be in this year, we knew there was going to have to be a change around in personnel of the squad, because we had 5 loans last year. Couple of guys' contracts were running out, and you know, some guys wanted to move on, and the normal sort of change around in a squad from season in, season out, sort of applied. So we, like I said, whether we got promoted or not, we knew that it was going to be a lot of change of personnel. Added to that, because we got promoted, is obviously trying to upgrade the team as well and be ready for the challenge of the Premier League. So I think, in an ideal world, you know, we would have had a lot of permanent players in our team and continued with a lot of that team and just added 2, 3, 4 players to try and improve, but that was never going to be the case because of what I just said.
Moving on to my favourite show now on TalkSport, and that's Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show with me, Andy Goldstein, alongside Darren Bent. And we were joined by TalkSport's NFL reporter, expert, William Gavin. He gave us his reaction to Lewis Hamilton becoming the new co-owner of the Denver Broncos as he joins the Walton Penner family in their £4.65 billion takeover.
The Denver Broncos right now are, I would say they're a team like sat on the outside of Europe. They're maybe like a West
Spurs.
Ham or...
Oh.
I'm not biting on that. Previously quite successful, but they're in the hardest division by a country mile. They are playing the equivalent week in, week out of, you know, the very best teams in the league. So they've just signed Russell Wilson, this new quarterback. It's like West Ham bringing in Harry Kane. It's that kind of signing. It's just whether that's going to be enough to put them over the top when overall as a team, they're probably the weakest in their kind of 4-team division. So people fancy them this year, but they're going to have to do a lot.
That was going to be my question. Do you fancy them? Because I don't.
The problem is they're in the same division as the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been to 2 of the last 3 Super Bowls. They're in the same as the Chargers, who I'm very excited about. So Russell Wilson's the big question mark. Does he care more about going to the Monaco Grand Prix and being seen in public with Ciara and going to Wimbledon? Or does he actually care about winning another Super Bowl? I don't know.
Do you think he can win another one, though, at Denver? I mean, listen, it's been a while since he should have won back-to-back. As we know, obviously, the one play against the Patriots way through the interception, he should have had 2. But
this level of knowledge.
Do you think he'll win one with Denver, though? I can't see it.
I really don't. I don't think he wins another one in his career, unfortunately. But I do think he's a Hall of Famer by the end of his career.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Heading over to TalkSport 2 now, where light heavyweight boxer and Olympic silver medalist Ben Whittaker spoke about his emphatic knockout win over Greg O'Neill at Bournemouth on Saturday.
At the end of the day, you got to go in there with the right mindset. It's business, but it's my first fight since the Olympics. I just wanted to enjoy it, take in the atmosphere. And at the end of the day, I did what I said I was going to do, get the knockout. And that's what I did. Me as a boxer, I box better when I just have fun, you know. And that first round, I was having a bit too much fun, but I really enjoyed it. And like I keep saying, at the end of the day, I got the business done. The worst thing would have been if I did all that and I lost, wouldn't it? So.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gostin TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.